The Darling River and Menindi Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world.
Rob McBride owns and runs Tolono Station, a very large sheep station on the Darling River, downstream from Menindi. Rob and his daughter Kate have been key figures in the fight to return flows to the Darling River, which has been repeatedly stopped from flowing by excessive extraction in the north of the Northern Basin. Earthling Studios spoke to Rob at Tolono to get a snapshot of what's happening with the future of the river and his community.
You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in western New South Wales, outback Australia.
There's a lot of people following the Vanishing River series of interviews who have a lot of questions about what's happening now regarding water shortages on the Darling, what New South Wales Water is up to, and the Royal Commission. Can you summarise that?
By all means, I'd love to. Thank you very much today, Mark. So I guess, first off, the Royal Commission has been going for the best part of a year. Brett Walker QC is doing an amazing job. He's really coming out with all the information, and more importantly, he's spending time with us. And we sat down and spoke with him about 3 or 4 weeks ago in Broken Hill. We had a public meeting and the people brought up their issues, but we had private meetings, and that was more important from our perspective. We were actually able to put everything on the table and say, these are the facts. You've had the Murray-Darling Basin Authority drain the lakes twice in 4 years, the worst man-made disaster in the history of our nation, and it still continues that we are going to suffer. The Darling will be dead and stop in December.
Did you notice the research that the MDBA did on the towns of the Murray-Darling Basin didn't include towns from Louth and discluding Wentworth?
The Murray-Darling Basin Authority was supposed to be set up to protect the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, and they've done everything despite it. I've had many meetings with Neil Andrews, and they kind of stick their head in the sand and hope we go away. And the Murray-Darling Basin Authority has done everything to destroy the Darling River system. To give you a view of some sort of understanding, we had 3 times the amount of water in the Menindi Lakes from Sydney Harbour, and that's been drained twice in 4 years. Now, it was only a miracle we got it back the second time. They had rains in the middle of winter, which we don't normally get. So it filled up miraculously, and then they went and drained it. And I was on the phone to Neil Andrews every week of those first few months that they let off about 50% of the water supply was let down in 3 months. To give your listeners some indication, that's about 7 years worth of water they rushed down the Darling River while the Murray was in flood. And I said to Neil every week, ring him up, what are you doing, Neil? He said, it's in our plan. I guess issues must be acknowledged that the cotton industry in the annual report last year said they told the government of New South Wales to run a pipeline from the Murray River cross country 270 k's to Broken Hill. What they're doing is clearly they want the water. The integrity of the Menindi Lakes that have been there 30 million years has been eroded. We're going to have a situation in December when the pipeline gets finished. The government of New South Wales is going to jump up and down and saying we're the saviour of Broken Hill. Clearly not. The question needs to be asked, why were they drained and for whose purpose? You asked earlier, Mark, about the New South Wales government. What is it doing? It's at this stage doing potentially everything it can to erode the Murray-Darling Basin Plan further. So to give your listeners some indication, they're doing that by effectively destroying the natural lake system of the Murray-Darling Basin. So 80% of the golden perch are born and bred in the Menindi Lakes and Lower Darling. So that species may well become extinct. We've also got the Murray cod and the perch that also has a major bearing on its survival. And with blackwater events happening more frequently on the Murray River system, these two species may well be facing extinction by the actions of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. And our biggest disappointment is now that the Royal Commission is happening, both the Murray-Darling Basin Authority and the Commonwealth Government have said either past or present employees of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority or the Commonwealth Government need not attend a Royal Commission. Now, this is an absurdity. We either have a federation of states and they must give evidence, or we don't. Now, my understanding is we have got a federation of states, so they must attend. But they're going to kind of play it out as long as they can, and that's a disgrace. And I've dealt with all the ladies and gentlemen of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, and ladies and gentlemen of that authority, if you have any integrity, please front the Royal Commission. It is a disgrace that you're not making any effort to do so.
Yeah, sustainable diversion limits adjustment mechanism. Did I get that right?
You did get that right, mate.
That was a very controversial bill. Was it a bill or was it just a plan, part of the plan?
Part of a modification on the plan. Sustainable diversion limits is just crazy. It doesn't make sense, because what you're going to do is say for water efficiency, you're going to decommission the natural lake system of the Murray-Darling. The only protection that the Darling and the Murray have was the most amazing lake system ever produced at Menindee. Now, I'm not a particularly religious man, but, you know, when God was making the divine plan, I think he had a great sense of humour to put three times the size of Sydney Harbour in the absolute middle of New South Wales and keep it sustainable for 30 million years. And the Barkindji, as you know, 60,000 years ago, would have well and truly walked up to Lake Menindee, and that would have been his base for generations, for potentially hundreds of generations. So what we've got is a situation now, people in the north trying to say the Darling Rivers happen sometimes and it sometimes doesn't. That's just horribly a lie. The Murray-Darling Basin Authority knows the facts and knows the science. And as people who are presented to the Royal Commission have already said, a lot of the facts and science that was coming through from the CSIRO, those figures had been changed and manipulated by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. Now, that is not acceptable. Greed and potential corruption, as alleged in Four Corners over a year ago. Four Corners did a wonderful report bringing to light the alleged corruption within the river system. And what's our Prime Minister done since then? Absolutely nothing. And I spoke to the Prime Minister in Broken Hill about a month ago, just me, the Deputy Prime Minister, and City Member Mark Coulton, and the four of us sat down for 30-odd minutes. And look, the Prime Minister's trying to say the investigations that Barnaby Joyce have put forward will be a solution. And I did say to the Prime Minister, you do know the terms of reference are pretty much non-existent. So if I'm a bad guy, under the terms of Barnaby Joyce's plan, I don't have to answer, I can lie under oath, you can't check my books, and you can't check my science. So given you've got no facts, how in God's name are you ever going to come to honesty and integrity back in the river system? It just can't happen.
Just, again, you know, for the listener, let's just sum up in broad brush strokes, what is going wrong with the Darling River Basin today?
In 2004, we had the Prime Minister who separated water and land. So there's been a discourse.
That John was Howard, the National
Water Initiative.
Yeah.
By John Howard. So it separated land and water.
Well, water became private property.
We've got a natural disaster unfolding, and it is a catastrophe, and the Royal Commission has to investigate these people. At the moment, the Environmental Defenders Office has got a claim in against Harris up to the magnitude of 5 billion litres of water he's alleged to accidentally take, and that's being investigated and going to the courts. So as this drags on, the water stays in man-made dams, man-made structures. Certain crops have had their best years ever in Australia, while the river system dies.
You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in Western New South Wales, outback Australia.
As this drags on, the water stays in man-made dams, man-made structures. Certain crops have had their best years ever in Australia, while the river system dies. Generations of Australians have respected the river, respected the whole catchment of the Murray and the Darling, and clearly that's not the case now. You have people who want to make vast amounts of money disregarding their country, disregarding their environment, and it's all for profit. And that's a catastrophe that needs thorough investigation. So a South Australian Royal Commission is a damn good start, but at the end of this, we do need a federal Royal Commission. So we believe there's enough information clearly already on paper that means that the Prime Minister must run a federal Royal Commission. If he doesn't, then the Darling River system will collapse and die, as will the Murray.
But if there's no water forthcoming down the Darling River before December this year, Christmas this year, where is the land going to be from Bourke down to South Australia? Where's the Darling going to be in February?
There will be no Darling River. To give your listeners some indication, it takes about 5 months. When the water falls in the right spots in the catchment, it takes 5 months to get to Tolano Station. That shows you the magnitude of the 1,850 odd kilometres of the Darling River system. So by fact, we know that the Darling River is going to cease to flow in December. These are man-made disasters. Your listeners have to understand, this is not to do with drought. This is an integral policy by three layers of government. So you've got Commonwealth government having allowed this, New South Wales government having changed the rules. They changed the rules a lot on the water. Katrina Hodgkinson and the New South Wales government changed the rules. They effectively brought all the classifications to top level, and then you were able to take 3 years' supply of water in advance of your requirements. That has decimated the Darling River system. And that is no bad management. That's something darker and needs a thorough investigation. Now, if the Royal Commission from South Australia doesn't get the time, then clearly the Federal Royal Commission must be undertaken. And we need to know how this justification ever took place. And all these must be reversed to give the river system any chance of recovering.
Apart from talking about it and spreading the word about this catastrophe in Western New South Wales, what can the ordinary person in the suburbs do to help this situation?
Really look at the websites and look at the Facebook pages like Tolano Station Facebook and other ones out there, and just get an understanding and really spread the word. It is only through the power of the people that at the moment the Channel 9s, 7s and 10s don't appear to be slightly interested. You'd have to suggest, is there a freedom of the press, or is it being kept away from the general public? Your heartland is dying. And it's not only the Darling River system. You've got to understand the vast amounts of salt. Because of the way the Murray-Darling's set up, about 500,000 tonnes of salt, I'll get you the exact number, goes through the Darling-Murray River system each year out to sea. Now, if the river systems stop, that salt buildup will be phenomenal, so that where the Darling used to help the Murray get the salt out to sea, if it's not there, then salt builds up massively in what remains of the Darling River. So the salt problem pushes its way up past Bourke, keeps on going up, and just kills the Darling River system. But equally so, the Murray system doesn't have the chance to clean out the salt content, and so its salt content increases. So you've got a situation where towns like Renmark, Loxton, Mildura are going to be sacrificed in the next 5 or 10 years, and sustainable irrigators have been there for generations. So we've just got to get your listeners to understand, we're not against irrigators. We're against unsustainable irrigators and unprotected river systems. And even today, when a year on from Four Corners, we needed all people to have meters on water. So that is to say, know how much water you're taking out of the system. Unfortunately, a number of big crops in the Northern Basin still to this day have no meters on water. The Murray-Darling Basin Authority had DataCube, which was a system which, through telemetry, they could actually see people taking water out. And there's been some documented cases where clearly people were taking water out during embargoes, which is effectively against the law. The Murray-Darling Basin Authority is alleged to have known these facts and turned a blind eye to it. And you would have known last week, I believe David Harris, he alleges that back in 2014-15, that he'd gone to the New South Wales government and asked to do investigations into water theft on the Darling River system. And he was told by the sitting New South Wales water minister to drop it, don't discuss it any further, and that was the end of it. Now, that is a situation where ICAC needs to investigate. Information provided to the Royal Commission last week by David Harris, you would have to suggest that clearly there's a basis for ICAC to investigate thoroughly a sitting member who I believe hasn't actually come to our region for the last 6 months. He's in the northern part of New South Wales.
Last word, Rob, to anybody listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of your river system, your future, your country's future, and your kids' future. We feed about 40 million people out of the Murray-Darling Basin system. It's on the edge of collapse. So we've got a real disaster. It needs a proper investigation, and it has to be done by a federal royal commission. So if our Prime Minister isn't prepared to give a royal commission, then we maybe be time to look for another Prime Minister, because this is the worst potential corruption in our country's history. It is doing the worst damage to the environment, not only to our environment now, but our children's and our grandchildren's futures. You know, for those potentially who have stolen vast amounts of water, why aren't they in the courts? Why isn't this being sorted out? And why is the water that they stored illegally, potentially, why isn't that being returned to the river system immediately? Please, ladies and gentlemen, this is the worst disaster in our country's history. It's the worst war we've had to face, and it's on our home ground. So we're not having to go to the Somme battlefield. We're not having to go to Gallipoli. Your worst war ever fought for your country is being fought by a select few who understand the situation, and we certainly don't want to be the select few. It's up to the people of Australia to unite against the alleged corruption that's taken place and destroying your future. Your future and also your food supply. The food supply security is a big issue. Food security is of critical importance, and it appears our government is doing nothing to guarantee future generations of a sustainable food supply in Australia, and that's a disaster. And thank you very much indeed, Mark, for coming out here and your team for coming out here and actually seeing firsthand what is being done and the destruction taking place. A lot more politicians are showing an interest, which is good. We've had members of all political persuasions, and we invite all political persuasions to come and see the river. David Littleproud is very welcome to see what is actually transpiring. So instead of going to the South Australian government and applying for the Royal Commission to effectively cease, maybe, David, you should make a concerted effort to come down and see the destruction of the river system. I've seen lots of wonderful pictures of you up north in wonderful crops that have lots of water, but that's not really where the action's happening, and that's not where the destruction's taking place. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rob.
This is The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling. Interviews with real people affected by ever-diminishing flows along Australia's iconic Darling River. The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, is produced by Earthling Studios at Grassy Head, New South Wales. Executive producer, Mark Merritt. Field coordinators and technical assistants by Susie Peak and Kath Eaglesham. Interviews by Mark Merritt and Kath Eaglesham. Voice overs by Sally Hook. Please write to us with your feedback. Post Office Box 30, Stewart's Point, New South Wales, 2441.
The Darling is dying, please take my word.
The Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world. To find out more about issues and matters related to the Darling River, go to the Vanishing River website, www.thevanishingriver.com.au. thevanishingriver.com.au.
I don't think they seem to realise if the rivers die, we all virtually are stuffed, aren't we?